Don't answer the phone.
Elvis Duran, the Elvis Duran phone tap.
We have so many different people that do different types of phone taps. Our own Dave Brody loves to do the wise guy phone taps, like the tough guy from the neighborhood, because today's phone tap is being played on a tough guy from the neighborhood. Dear Elvis Duran, my crazy Uncle Vinny always likes to blow his horn when he sees the no honking sign at the busy intersection near our house in Brooklyn. Anyway, sometimes he honks his horn twice and yells out the window, "Make it an even $700!" So you know this is a wise guy here. The sign is right in front of the community center, and the people there hate him. Hate him. So why don't you call as someone from the community center who's really mad at his honking and his bad attitude? Uncle Vinny needs to learn a lesson. This comes from nephew Pete. All right, Pete. Pete wants to play a phone tap on Uncle Vinny. Now, Dave Brody's going to make the call as not one but two different guys who wants to have a word with crazy Uncle Vinny. And Uncle Vinny doesn't know it's the same guy doing two different voices. So with all those things in mind, here's today's phone tap.
Hello?
Hello. I'm looking for Vinny and Kona.
Who is this?
Listen to me. My name is Eli, and I'm over by the Sephardic Community Center all the time. I work over there part-time.
Right.
I don't like that you come by all the time, blowing your horn, making a lot of noise. You're a real wise guy.
Blowing my horn and making a lot of noise?
Yeah, there's a sign that says don't make noise, and you...
I'll cause a trouble. How'd you get my name? How do you know I'm the guy that was over there beeping the horn?
Because I got your plate number, and I got friends that can run the plate for me, and I figured out where you live.
So you know where I live. Why don't you come here and give me my $350 fine? I'll pay you right now. I got $350 right here in my pocket. Come here now. I'll give it to you. Try and get it from me.
I don't believe in violence, sir. Okay?
You don't believe in violence? You call me up acting like a big tough guy, now you don't believe in violence?
That's right. If I have to get tough, I will, but that's not my first choice.
That's not your first choice? How about I make it your first choice?
What, now you're going to threaten me, sir?
When somebody calls me up and acts like a jerk-off, then I'm going to get tough with them.
Oh, that's very mature, sir.
First of all, who the hell do you think you're putting up a sign saying I can't blow my horn? I pull my horn any damn where I want to blow it.
Oh, you blow your horn, you'll see what happens. You don't blow your horn in front of our community center anymore.
You want to see? You want to know something? You said your name was Eli. I'm going to drive by that damn center every day and blow my horn until you finally show your face and come out. How's that?
Do you think that you intimidate me with dirty words? I don't care.
Intimidate? I'm not going to intimidate you with dirty words. I'm going to intimidate you with a Louisville Slugger. That's what I'm going to intimidate you
with. Oh, please.
I had enough of your f***ing shit already. You wasted enough of my time, so that's it. I'm not even going to be on... I stay on the
phone. My friend Eddie from Bensoners, he'll call you.
Your friend Eddie?
That's right, and he'll take care of you.
Who the f*** is your friend Eddie?
Eddie's tough enough to take you down.
You know what, pal? I got a solution for you. After I crack you over the head with a Louisville Slugger, you ain't going to have to listen to my horn anymore because you ain't going to be able to hear anything.
Fight me man to man, hand to hand.
Nah. I don't want to fight you. I want to do a clean job. I want to do a nice, good job. So you don't have to hear my horn blowing no more because I'm going to hit you in the head so hard with a bat you're not going to hear nothing. How's that?
I took 3 self-defense courses, so you don't scare me.
Oh, really?
I'll flip you.
We'll see about that.
They call me Evil Eli because I'm crazy sometimes.
They call you Evil Eli?
That's right.
All I know is I'm going down there now, and every guy named Eli, I'm going to hit over the head with a f***ing bat, and that'll solve the problem right there.
I'll take a bat to your head.
Please do.
How about that?
You sound like you can't even reach my head with a bat. So you come here, and you do what you got to do, all right? And I'll f***ing knock you out with one punch, all right?
Oh, there you go.
I had enough of this, all right? Listen, you're wasting my time. I don't even want to talk to you.
Kick your You there, Pete?
Yeah, it's all right. Hello?
Yeah, I'm looking for Vinny.
Who's this?
This is Eddie.
Who?
Eddie.
Who the f*** is Eddie?
I'm Eli's friend. He told me to call you.
You got a bigger mouth than he does? Both of you come here. I got a little nephew about 6 that can handle Eli, and then I can take care of you.
I'll take that bat you've been talking about and shove it so far up your a***. It's going to have tomato sauce on it.
Well, I'll be outside waiting for you.
Let me tell you
and
something.
And then I'll give him his fine, right on top. I'll shove it right down his throat, is whatever amount the fine was. Because he's going to need it for his medical bills.
I'll get Eli. I'll let him stand there and kick your ass. He's taking a bunch of classes. He don't need my help no more.
Both of you are full of shit. All you do is talk. You know where I live. Come on over, pal. Come over. I even give you the address. It's the bottom bell.
Yeah.
I'll be the guy in the tank top.
I'm going to draw you off the Verrazano Bridge. That's what I'm going to do.
I don't even need the bat. You two little be eating out of a straw. You'd be eating off liquid lunch right now, you and your little friend over there.
Yeah, you know what?
I'm through talking to you, Eddie.
I'm going to put my friend on the phone right here. You could talk to him.
Go ahead. Put your friend on the phone.
Yo, Vin.
Yo, you've been phone tapped.
Get the f*** out of here.
I told you we were going to get caught one day, Vin.
You're a little you little bastard, Vin. Yo, I'll take care of you when you get home.
Elvis Duran phone tap.
let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Are there just a lot of people out there that really, they can only handle confrontation with a baseball bat?
Yeah, probably.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.